Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 13th of July, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. AT&T is taking the leap, signing on to provide exclusive mobile data service for Magic Leap's long-hyped augmented reality glasses. The two companies have yet to reveal the financial terms of AT&T's stake, but they have laid out strategic plans that include giving the service provider exclusive distribution rights when the Magic Leap One is ready for release. Comcast bids $34 billion for UK pay TV service Sky. Comcast previously offered $31 billion, but the 21st Century Fox, which already owns 39% of Sky, made a counteroffer that values the firm at $32 billion. Comcast is involved in a separate bidding war with Disney for Fox Entertainment assets. Bloomberg sources suggest Comcast may drop its Fox bid if it's able to acquire Sky. The UK government says it will not oppose a Fox-Sky deal, and the takeover bid has been under review because Fox is controlled by Rupert Murdoch, who also is the chairman of Publisher News Corporation. The US Department of Health and Human Services says it's using DNA tests to help reunite 3,000 illegal immigrant children separated from their parents. The agency is under an order from a US federal district court to reunite alien minors under 5 years old with their parents. It says DNA tests are a fast way to do it, but testing a child's DNA requires consent of their parent or guardian. Without knowing who the children's parents are, it's unclear how the US government can obtain that consent. HBO is gearing up to take on Netflix and has a close eye on Amazon's Prime Video. The premium programming giant was comfortable in the cable space because it was owned by Time Warner, but after AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner, HBO is being forced to reassess over-the-top streaming services. Amazon could be planning a disruption of the travel industry, according to some industry analysts. Skift, a travel industry news site and research firm, says the tourism and hospitality industry should be worried because customers like using the e-commerce giant's search capabilities, a major shortcoming for the travel industry. Finally, Apple refreshes the higher-end MacBook Pros with new CPUs. The ports are about the same, and the keyboard has the same problem as before. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at onthismedia.com.